In this day, in the university, I was in the college football team with other people. Some of them are from different country lives, from Europe, and then because comparing to other local students, they might be more keen on playing football, so I used to interact with them. And then other than that, when we were playing a game, we have to shouting like, hey, that guy, number six, yeah, like that. And then I think because in the world of football, there are many kind of words that we use to describe the match or that situation. I think it is, among these years, I spent most of the time to communicate with these teammates. Yeah, and I think it's better than from the book or examination, because those were not really useful in the world. Yeah.
That's great. So do you still, how regularly do you play volleyball with your friends?
When we were on the period before the match, like twice a week, and then after the match, we might be gathering for our own practice or maybe having a meal, something like that. We are friends. Yeah. So it's good.
That's great. So do you feel you've become more confident in, you know, the more you speak English with them, the more confident you're getting with your, volleyball teammates?
That's football. Football.
Oh, football.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, sure. And actually, yes, because when we were in secondary school or on academic aspect, we don't used to communicate with them, because if you ask many university students, most of the local students, they just doing projects or doing research with their own friends. We don't usually meet foreigners, so I think it is a great chance to speak with them.
That's great to know. So how about, do you want to talk about your most memorable English reading experience?
When I was in secondary school, we used to subscribe for newspapers, and then we have to do homework like newspaper clipping, and then during the summer holiday, we need to get the newspaper on my own. And I don't know, maybe when I was in secondary 2 or 3, I lost the card for the subscription, so I have to borrow the newspaper from my friends. And then my friend said, yeah, it's actually in the first, we could order one, we don't have to pay double.
Trial.
Yeah, and then actually we don't really read those newspapers, we choose the shortest one, and then just doing homework for not being punished. It's just useless indeed, but it's quite, this experience just provided me with unforgettable memories.
But was it challenging for you to, even though you scanned through the articles, was it challenging for you to just take the initiative and read the newspapers?
I think if we do this on our own, that means we outside teachers, is that compulsory? We will not read the newspaper. Just we paid and then we get the money, but we are throwing it to the rubbish bin. And then, but I think reading those papers is not very difficult. Maybe because we got the easiest one. Yeah, I don't think it's quite a difficult job for us.